One Up Me Podcast. Welcome to the One Up Me Podcast, where we are still working on a jingle. This is episode 2. Today's episode, the main topic is going to be Jordan, or Asuela, whatever he calls himself, purchasing a Switch, finally.
Yeah, it took me a little longer than expected to get one, but I have one now, and it is pretty awesome. But before we get into that, we're going to talk about a couple things that have kind of
interested us and kind of in the, in the gaming stratosphere, when you say.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Weird way to put it. the first topic that's kind of just annoying is, I don't know if anybody plays Overwatch, but me and Jordan do, and we hate Hanzo, and that turret has accidentally gotten a buff.
I had to, like, calm myself down so I didn't just yell the C word into the microphone.
Yes, I swear. I was like, I watched too much Ragtag and spent too much time with one of our other friends that we play Overwatch with, who has a little bit of a cursing problem, maybe. That he can't really hold his tongue as well as we can, I would say.
He definitely hates Hanzo. But, Hanzo got a little buff. And Jeff is like, well, we're just going to leave it in the game, which makes me think he's going to get his rebuff or his rework, whatever terminology you want to use. I think he's going to get that, you know, the middle of this month, maybe 2 weeks from now, probably.
Yeah, hopefully soon. I'm on Kotaku right now. And it's like talking about how, like you said, Jeff says that they are thinking about just keeping it in since the rework is planned for so soon. What happened is, Hanzo's scatter arrow, which can one-shot almost any enemy in the game, has been buffed from 10 seconds down to 8. Isn't that right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is very gross.
And, like, that might not seem like a lot of time, but it really is, because in the middle of a battle, when you have a character who can just one-shot somebody with an ability, and you take 2 seconds off of that, that's a big percentage of the time. So I'll be glad when they take that out.
I'll be glad when they just remove it from the game altogether.
Just take out Hanzo.
Yep, 86 Hanzo.
Maybe once they rework him, he'll be better, because he can be fun to play. I'll admit, sometimes it is fun to play Hanzo.
I do like the wall run. If
the wall
I'm being
run,
honest,
I like the wall run
or wall climb, whatever you want to call it. You know,
yeah,
that is pretty cool.
He is the inferior of the Shimada brothers, but he's still pretty cool. I have
that
to admit.
Is
just that
true.
Scatter arrow is absolutely disgusting, and sometimes I just want to throw him off a freaking balcony. Like voice actor Jeff Kaplan, Jeff Goodman, the whole. If you had involvement in Hanzo, get out.
Yeah, I would definitely like to see that person be fired. But you know, I'm sure some people somewhere that you know really enjoy playing Hanzo, and maybe it helped with their depression or something.
Absolutely. Someone out there freaking loves Hanzo, and I mean, that's one good thing about Overwatch, is there's a character for everybody.
Yep, that's true. Speaking of a character for everybody, a character that a lot of people like is Kratos, and he is a dad now.
Man, this game looks so good. By the way,
I definitely wouldn't give that man Father of the Year, but man, this game looks so beautiful.
Like, that was a good transition, by the way.
Thanks.
It's so beautiful. I'm struggling to find, I can't wait to play it. I've played every God of War game on the console, at least. I played one of the ones on PSV. I didn't like
it
that much.
Chains of Olympus?
Yeah, I kind of played it for a few hours, but that's about it. And I think I borrowed somebody's and to see if I wanted it, and I guess I didn't.
Yeah, you weren't missing much. It was really cool to, you know, have like a portable God of War game, but you know, the ones on consoles were just way better.
Yeah,
and you know, I'm okay with waiting this long for it because they look like they did a pretty fantastic job.
That's what it seems. I mean, it's getting like tens and nines across the board. There's a Metascore on a Metacritic of 95, which is insane.
Yeah, I was listening to a review of it, and he's like, you know, guys, just make your own opinions and stuff. And
of course, always make your own opinions.
Of course, and he's like, you know, I'm going to be honest. Yeah, they flew me out here. Yeah, this and that and the other. He's like, but in all honesty, this game is amazing.
It looks incredible. I always liked the God of War games. Obviously, the big hook is the gameplay. Hack and slash is can be very, very fun. This looks completely different.
It does. He showed a little bit of the gameplay. Nothing spoiler-wise or anything, but he was just showing like how it's can be for anybody, and it's really cool to see how much you can customize the fighting experience and whatnot.
It looks almost. I haven't played it, unfortunately, but it looks almost Dark Souls-esque as far as the gameplay. Over the shoulder, more slow, more purposeful. Let's see. It's I'm looking at the individual scores on Metacritic. The Guardian gave it a 100.
Wow.
IGN gave it a 10. GameSpot gave it a 9. God is a Geek gave it a 10.
Yeah, it's definitely. And my thing is, it's different with this game with a lot of other games. I don't feel there's hype built around this. I don't feel like this is a lot of you know how people just blow things out of proportion.
I know what you mean. It's not like people. And this is to say nothing about this game, but it's like The Legend of Zelda. Of course, I mean, this game has hype, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not to the extent of a new Zelda or a new Mario or a new Pokemon.
Yeah, of course. You know, it's definitely awesome to see this many great reviews and it not just be like, you know, I feel if I get this game, it will be like these reviews and it'll be amazing and I won't be let down. Whereas, you know, someone could say a Mario or Zelda game is a 10 out of 10 and I get it and it's like, it's terrible.
I don't know. That is Jordan speaking on his own accord. The views of Jordan do not necessarily.
That is 100% true. I said that and like I stuttered because I couldn't think of a bad Mario or Zelda game.
I mean, those ones that aren't as good.
That's true.
I think I know what you're saying. You're just saying that you don't feel like.
I don't feel like sometimes the hype Zelda of this games game.
And Nintendo games as a whole kind of feels like they might get a little nostalgia push.
Yeah,
because
I agree with that.
Everyone grew up with them, you know? So, while maybe a game doesn't deserve a 10, maybe it deserves a 9 or 9.5, but this, no one... excuse me, sorry. No one has the kind of rose-tinted glasses for God of War like they do those two games.
Exactly. Thank you for helping me explain that. I love Mario and Zelda. No one come flame me and find out where I live.
Just look up www.jordan.com. I'll post a link to where he lives.
Oh, well, thank you. But it's definitely one of those things that, you know, this game, I feel it's something we've wanted for a long time, but didn't
definitely.
Know we deserved. So that's really cool.
I haven't been wanting a new God of War game like I've been wanting some other franchises. But I have. I didn't think I wanted it like this, though, but it looks incredible. The graphics are obviously incredible. I don't have a 4K TV or a PS4, but it still looks incredible. Cannot wait to play it. It'll be something different, too. Kratos looks like he'll be a character that you can care about.
Yeah, I definitely didn't care about him before, you know. It's definitely one of those things where it's just like, oh no, he's angry again.
Exactly.
We're
going
to go destroy a whole bunch of people. Exactly, you know, or
he's,
it's just...
He's got a son
that
he
yeah, that
clearly
just,
cares about.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't give him Father of the Year award or anything, but...
Not yet.
Yeah, at least not yet. Who knows? Maybe the adventure will make him into a dear old daddy.
I can't... I'm just... Games Radar said, I don't think it's possible to overstate just how good this is.
Huh. Okay, that's...
And I trust Games Radar.
Okay.
They're a good website.
Yeah,
I figured this game would get 8s and maybe a few 9s. It's getting across the board, like, superb, masterpiece, amazing. Those are the kind of acclaim, that's the acclaim it's getting.
Yeah, I didn't believe it. But, you know, after watching some stuff on it and just hearing it, and it's just, it amazes me. And he looks really good with the beard.
He really does look good with the beard.
You know, I was like, oh, he has a beard? That's stupid. And then I was like, oh, he has a son? That's even stupider. Like,
but it's not, they've changed it so much.
I know.
That yeah. It works.
Exactly. I'm looking at one of the, I guess you'd call him a troll. I don't know what he is, but he looks.
The guy that they've shown him fight in the.
Yeah, he looks fierce. Like, he looks like he's having such a bad day.
Yeah, he really, man. This is so much better than. I like the old God of War games. I really did. They just a little too violent for violence's sake sometimes, though, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that. This definitely feels like it's interesting to see the game mature with Kratos, you know? He's not just the same, I'm going to go destroy and pillage this whole entire area just because I can.
I'm looking at some of the pictures of the old game, because I have a Google image search up for God of War, and it's just almost night and day. I mean, obviously it's the same game, franchise, clearly, but there's this one game, there's this one picture, it just says, it's about the God of War remastered, and it's just him snarling, like, "Rrr!" And then, like, a couple months up, it's just him talking to his son. It just looks completely different. And I'm sure this will have some moments that he just has to go completely badass and tear somebody's head off.
Most definitely.
And I'm not saying I want that, but the whole game doesn't have to be about that.
That's true. I definitely think this is going to tell a story that people are going to be happy with.
I mean, God of War always had a really sad backstory about, I think Zeus tricks him into killing his own wife and son or daughter, and he gets covered in their ashes. Like, that's really messed up, obviously. So it has a heritage of at least somewhat deep story, but it was always so far in the background, no one ever cared. Maybe
that's
this
true.
Could pull it forward.
Maybe. Speaking of things being pulled forward.
Oh, man. I'm excited about this.
Pokemon is...
This isn't official or anything, but...
This isn't official. Well, it's just, you know, 100% speculation. But you know how things start out on Twitter and then they turn out to be true. The Twitter user, and I'm sorry for butchering your name because I know how people feel when they butcher my name. But Twitter handle is...
Requayu?
R-A-Q-U-E-R-U-U. So, but we'll put that in the show notes for you people that want to go check this person out on Twitter. They tweeted a picture on April 14th that said, "Here's the Nintendo magazine talking about the upcoming Pokemon games."
And there's a report that goes along with it. It's saying that the quote is... report: Pokemon Switch will be a new generation. Will be the Generation 8 with new mechanics. Is the lead here?
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. It says the article says after a lifetime association with the portable consoles, I honestly don't know what that word is.
Canonical.
Thank you.
Oh, I was this kid. Oh my gosh. I guess.
That's what happens when you go to public school, kids. You don't get a good education.
Oh my god.
Of Pokemon.
Blue water out of my nose.
The canonical side of Pokemon will jump to the table with the 8th generation. Game Freak and the Pokemon Company are rethinking the saga to surprise with new mechanics either in 2018 or later.
Yeah, this is on US Gamer. This. What do you think about this?
Man, you know, not that the Nintendo Switch needs an edge or anything, but, you know, I'm thinking about all the stuff that, you know, all the stuff that's helped it sell so many systems so far, but if they throw a Pokemon game on there...
Nintendo's talking about selling, like, don't quote me, but I think they talk about selling another 20 million or so this year.
Yeah.
If this comes out this year, which I don't know, I don't honestly don't think it will, but whenever this thing comes out, it will sell millions of units by itself.
Especially if they do what they usually do with a lot of these releases with their Pokemon and their systems. They make a Pokemon Nintendo Switch custom.
Oh man, the amount of swag and merchandise are oriented around the Switch for Pokemon, it's gonna be insane.
It would skyrocket. Even if it's something as simple as like a Pokemon face on the Joy-Cons, or Nintendo, or the Nintendo Switch logo on the back, just being a Pokemon or something, you know?
People will buy it. Lose their minds for Pokemon, and I guess I'm kind of one of them. I mean, I'm not gonna buy a new Switch just because it has a Pikachu on the back or anything, but I'll probably buy this day one.
Yeah, I would definitely pre-order this from anybody except GameStop, but we're not gonna talk about
that. Wow, throwing shade at GameStop.
Yeah, you know, we got to keep it real, man.
I try to help
people know.
I have a problem with GameStop. It all depends on your store, though, really. I don't really want to talk about it. But,
you know, I've been wanting a Pokemon game, like a bigger Pokemon game. More.
This could be it.
In-depth. I know. You know, I want something more in-depth than just grab a whole bunch of animals, be nice to them, train them, and then go fight some other people. Like, I want, like, a big, huge Pokemon world game where you can, like, it's like you start out in the Hoenn region and go all the way through.
That would
be
insane. If you could start out at like the first or one of the first regions and go all the way to Alola or a new region.
Yeah.
Holy mother.
That's what I've been hoping the whole time.
I'm like about to have a seizure. That would be so insane.
Because in that aspect, then it wouldn't just be, well, I beat the Elite Four, I caught all the, you know, legendaries, I'm going to EV train and start doing competitive kind of a thing. It would be, you could sink,
it's
you
like,
know, it would, there's, it's more to the story, you know?
Yeah, it's like, you remember in Gen 2, after you beat the new gym leaders in the new Elite Four, you could go back and fight the first ones.
Exactly, yeah.
It'd be like that on steroids.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. And you could even, like, you know, your character could age with you, because you obviously couldn't do it, like, in a year, you know, you would age.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. You could, like, your character could, like, slightly change or something.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, obviously, I don't know.
You could get haircuts and stuff like you can in the current games. I am absolutely hyped out of my mind about what you just threw out there, Jordan. If they do that, holy, like, I can't articulate how excited I would be.
Well, I mean, people have wanted it for years, and they've made, you know, there's tons of amazing Pokemon mods out there you can play on emulators and online and stuff like that, that people have just fan-made these stories and these universes where they want to, you know, be able to catch, you know, all these different Pokemon all at once kind of a thing. You know, they want a more in-depth Pokemon game than just you're confined to this little...
And Pokemon is in-depth, but you have to kind of make it in-depth yourself.
That's true.
With EV training and the battling competitive, like actually competitive. Me and Jordan both play the Pokemon card game, but I'm terrified of the BGC.
Yeah, I'm not ready for that mentally. It's like something I'll probably never get into, just like, you know, fighting games and whatnot.
Jeez, I keep dropping my water. Sorry about that.
It's all good. People have wanted a bigger, badder, larger Pokemon game for a while, or, you know, people also enjoy like a Pokemon adventure game, you know, which would kind of, this is what it would be, you know, it'd be relatively the same formula, you would just, it'd just be more game to play, you know, you'd be able to go through all these regions and experience all this stuff, and, you know, it'd be pretty much the same story and stuff, they just have to tweak a little bit, you know, you'd move to the next town and they'd be like, you're so strong, oh my gosh, you know, and you just kick your rival's butt because you have like a level 100 Pokemon from Hoenn.
Yeah, I'm confident that Game Freak and Nintendo and Creatures Inc. and all of them could figure it out.
Yeah, they're phenomenal.
Pokemon
what they
company.
Do.
One thing that I don't really want to change, though. Go ahead and say that real quick before I make this point.
They made a fighting game with Pokemon, and that complexity on its own says so much about their developing power and how well they do with their jobs.
Yeah, the point I was going to make, one thing that a lot of people have been throwing out there... What are you doing?
Me?
Yeah, I thought I just heard something. It sounded like somebody, I don't know, like crumbling a bag of plastic or something.
Oh, I don't know.
I think I'm losing my mind.
You might be.
You might be. I don't really want them to change the battle system that much. I mean, they could tweak it.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, that could definitely stay the same.
I don't want a... like, what am I saying? Real-time battle system.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can agree with that. It wouldn't work. It wouldn't. I mean, I'm sure they could make it work.
Yeah, they could make it, but it would, like... It would completely change the core... One of the core concepts of the game.
I could see that now that, you know, you say it out loud like that.
Especially in the competitive scene, which...
Oh, that's true.
They don't care about as much as the... Not noobs, but the people who just buy it, beat it, and throw it in the bin, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's way... But a lot of people would be upset if they changed that mechanic.
That's true.
Because there's so much in-depth mechanics-wise, and you have to spend so much time training and teaching your Pokemon and hatching eggs and whatnot.
That is true, you know? I feel like these people should be able to go pro with competitive Pokemon, but that hasn't happened yet. Maybe in the future.
I mean, they can, but they just can't do that. Because that meant, like, there's, like, regionals and stuff for the video game.
Well, I know that. I just feel they should be getting, you know, it should be like an esport kind of a thing, you know?
Yeah, it's
like,
kind of a niche audience.
It is. That's true. But, you know, I feel like they should get something for their, you know,
Speaking of hard work.
Real
quick, kind of a tangent. You say niche or niche?
I say niche.
Niche, okay. It's kind of a random thing. Yeah. Always bothers me when people say niche.
Yeah, that is weird. Stupid Suicune.
Back on topic. Oh, this kid is playing. That's what I was hearing. That's what I was hearing. Ladies and gentlemen, Jordan Oswaylock is playing Pokken while recording the podcast.
That is 100% true.
Episode 2, just home run, baby. Don't even care. That's incredible.
Well, I need to stay frosty on what
frosty.
The Switch can do.
Is that stay frosty? I guess. I don't know what that means. I mean, I guess I did. People still say stay frosty.
I guess I said that because I had a frosty the other day, so it's pretty delicious.
But I really, like I said, I really don't want them to change the core battle mechanic of the games.
But yeah. Let's start rolling into what we like about the Switch and what we don't like about the Switch.
Okay, yeah, so today's, I guess you could say, main topic is Jordan buys a Switch.
Yep.
So I'm going to hand it off to you. What a year. You've had it for a few weeks now, I think, right?
I've had it for 17 days.
17 days, okay. So we didn't really want to make this our first topic because he hadn't had it that long. He wanted to kind of establish... us a little bit before we made an entire episode about something a little different. So what do you think? What are your first impressions if you can stop playing Pokken for a second? Or maybe that helps, I guess.
Well, I mean, there is a pause button. So I like it a lot. It's interesting being able to walk into a store and buy one rather than, you know, get scalped on eBay or anywhere else.
Yeah,
it was,
that's nice.
Because I wanted to get one when it first came out. And I just didn't because I couldn't find one anywhere.
Yeah, they were like the SNES and the NES classics a little bit, or
exactly.
The Wii. I'm still not sure if Nintendo was creating a fake demand there, but I'm not gonna accuse them of anything here.
Yeah, who knows? Nintendo's a very smart and powerful company.
Yeah, they are.
But I enjoy it a lot. I like it more than I thought I would.
Really?
I enjoy it. Yeah, you know, I knew I'd enjoy it. And I knew I'd like it. Because, you know, I am a hardcore PC gamer.
Yeah.
But there's something refreshing about being able to just pick it up and take it wherever I want.
Yeah, I've got it beside me right now. But unlike somebody, I have the capacity to be able to not play it.
Well, you know, you got to keep your hands warm when you're playing these fighting games and whatnot. It's just, it's fun to be able to pick up and play.
It really is.
I only have a couple games for it right now.
I have
Pokken Tournament DX, Splatoon 2, and Super Mario Odyssey.
Okay, I have all those except for Pokken.
Pokken. Yeah. You aren't missing much on Pokken. It is, in a sense, Street Fighter with Pokemon.
It's made by the same people who make Tekken, obviously. Yes.
Yeah, they did a wonderful job with the game. I am definitely a fighting genre noob.
Me too.
It was Pokemon, and I enjoy it. It's nice to be able to just pick up and play. I'm really digging Splatoon 2. It is...
Man, you know, that is so fun.
It has some quirks and whatnot, but I definitely see the appeal of it. It's definitely... There's something cool about being a little squid thing. Yeah. Like,
it's nice to be play a shooter where you're not trying to murder everybody.
That is also true. It is... And it's like, there's not... Like, obviously there's people that are better than others and whatnot that have played longer.
Of course.
But it's awesome to watch and to play something that doesn't require a whole lot of, like, teamwork or communication or, like, you know, ability management and stuff like
that. Yeah, it's not like Overwatch that has ability management or...
Exactly.
Call of Duty that has the insane, you know, screw your mother, like, horrible comments constantly.
So... I thought Super Mario Odyssey was going to be really stupid.
Really? Like, that game is amazing.
Well, not the game itself. I just didn't like the fact that Mario's hat had eyes. I thought it was stupid. But now I'm a couple hours into the game.
Oh my gosh.
And I like that little hat, dude. Man, it's Cappy, fun. He is, you know, especially now that I know the backstory and whatnot and like what they were both.
My gosh.
Sad.
No, not that. Tangent. It's what? Time for a tangent. I was browsing Polygon, looking about Switch news and whatnot. Maple Story 2 making its way worldwide. Closed beta signups open.
Yes.
If you listen to the other episodes, apparently Jordan is a Maple Story fanboy. Is that what you'd call it?
I mean, I'm a closet Maple Story lover. I used to play Maple Story 1 a lot. Like,
it looks kind of cute.
The beta. It is kind of cute. It's definitely a weeaboo-ish game. and if you're a weeaboo or a taku, you know what that's like. Yeah. But I'll probably be picking this up and playing it with
If anybody wants to look at this, it's on Polygon. Maple Story 2 making its way to worldwide. Closed beta signups. Open. Nostalgia awaits.
Okay, cool.
Let's go back. But yeah, speaking of the Switch again.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how much the Switch just helps people with just everyday life. You know, I like, the way I look at things is, if it has a Reddit about it, it's probably important kind of a thing, but everybody can make a Reddit.
There's a Reddit about most things.
Well, you know, I've been browsing the Nintendo Switch Reddit a while, and there's an article that... Somebody posted on there, or it's not really an article, it's a post, but it's labeled Nintendo Switch has helped my anxiety and depression tremendously.
Wow, that's cool.
And it's like four quick paragraphs. I'm not going to read it all. I'm just going to summarize it. It's just, he pretty much shares, or she, pretty much just shares their gaming history and talks about how they decided to purchase one. They got Mario Odyssey, Mario Kart 8, Stardew Valley, Rocket League. And they say, quote, "Let me just say that Mario Odyssey is an absolute joy. Every second of that game makes me so happy and giddy, like a young boy again."
Like a young boy?
Yeah, you know, and he goes back and edits after some people, you know, how people are on the internet.
Right.
And he goes, you know, "Maybe tremendously was a poor choice. I'm a 29-year-old, and I'm aware of my own mental life and what needs to be done about it.
I mean,
I'm a big boy. The Switch has not cured me of these problems. I was merely wanting to share my newfound enthusiasm about it helping me cope and how excited I am to play it."
Okay. I thought you said it was a woman.
Okay. No, I said guy or girl because I didn't know. They weren't using any particular pronouns or whatever. But you know, that's not the point. It's posts like this that I really love.
That's very
cool.
It's very cool, really swag. I like.
Thanks. It's I like being able to see people be happy with gaming. And I was explaining this to someone the other day. They're like, "Why do you like gaming so much?" I'm like, "Because there's literally something for everybody."
Yeah.
You know, there's a video game that there's something for everybody. I can play a game that will make me happy or sad or
exactly. Not all games need to be for everybody.
Exactly. You know, there's a game that will help me work through an emotion or a life event.
Sometimes when you're having a hard day, this might sound weird, but you can go play Bloodborne or Dark Souls or a really hard game, and you might get angry, but at the same time, you're not thinking about how garbage your job is, or that school might not be as easy as you thought it was going to be, or something.
That's also true. You know, people, I try to, and at the end of it, I was explaining, the person finally understood that video games are art. You know, it's a thing that people can enjoy.
Exactly. I don't think that that's even a question, that video games are art. Mario is art, Dark Souls is art, Life is Strange is art.
Terraria, Stardew Valley, there's all these, everything. You know, even if the game is quote-unquote crap to certain people, there is someone somewhere out there.
Art is subjective.
Exactly, you know? Like, these people,
who
was
that said that video games can never be considered art?
I'm not sure.
It was one of those big directors, or no, it was a big movie critic or something, Roger Ebert, or I don't know, something.
No, it doesn't matter. What they just said slanderous lies, because video games are definitely art.
Yep.
Anybody that cares to fight me on that, go play Ni No Kuni 2, because that is definitely art.
Go play freaking The Walking Dead Season 1.
Oh, yeah.
You're not
or Batman
that.
The Telltale series. Yeah,
I need to
exactly.
Play that. I still haven't played that.
It's so good, man. Even if you're not a comic lover, guys, go play Batman the Telltale series. It is... Oh my gosh, that game is awesome.
The Walking Dead and final season's coming out too on another Telltale game.
I'm not prepared for that yet. Yeah. I can't handle it.
I'm a season behind. Did you watch the Nintendo Switch presentation when they first revealed it back in, when was it? I guess it came out in March, so the presentation must have been like January or February.
I might have watched some of it, but I definitely don't remember anything standing out to me.
It's giving me a hemorrhoid or an ulcer right now. I watched on a Kind of Funny, they're kind of like a Rooster Teeth type organization.
Okay.
They had a stream talking about, not talking about, but they streamed the event and they talked about it live. I was so mad, and some of them were too. Like, I was just thinking to myself, this looks dumb as hell. I was like, what are you doing, Nintendo? This looks so stupid. It looks so dumb. It looks like a worse version of the Wii U, yada, yada, yada. I could not have been more wrong. I'll admit it right here, right now. I was wrong. Nothing.
That's definitely how I feel. When it came out, there was a guy, I worked at the mall at the time, and the guy I was just walking around with it, and he was like, come buy a Nintendo Switch at GameStop, yada yada, blah blah blah. And I was like, dude, you're just carrying around a Nintendo DS with a cool looking screen, kind of a thing. But now that I've owned one and see
you're
amazing projects, people are
quality games on this thing.
I know, it's insane. You know, now that I see all these awesome games people are working so hard to put out on the Switch. I mean, people years ago that, hey, you can play Skyrim and Dark Souls in your car.
Skyrim, like, Dark Souls, crud. The FIFA, which I don't care about, but FIFA and NBA 2K and these games that no one thought you'd ever be able to play on the go.
I mean, Mario Kart? Well, I mean, you can play Mario Kart on the go.
But not something like that.
I mean, the fact you can put
Wolfenstein
a Zelda
is coming on it, a full-fledged Zelda, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's insane. Like, they just put so much hard work and effort, and it is beautiful to see. It's definitely, it's cool to see how different the developers are. Like, how different people develop for the Switch versus a PlayStation.
They really do. Obviously, there is some crossover there, but it's very more, and the PlayStation was more like this PS4 earlier in its life cycle, but there's way more indies and stuff like that, smaller titles on it as well. Some of them are bad, but some of them are Stardew Valley.
That is true. I'm going through the eShop right now, and I'm looking at some of them. I mean, it's just, some of them look amazing, and then there's Cars 3, Driven to Win.
Oh my gosh, that sounds horrible.
It does, and it's on sale for $20 right now if anybody wants to pick it up. Please don't waste your money on that.
I don't know, it sounds pretty good.
I mean, hold on. Let me click on it and see if there's active multiplayer. Because if there's multiplayer, then it's worth it.
If there's multiplayer, you know it's worth it.
But, yeah, definitely, I love the Nintendo Switch. I haven't taken it out in the wild as much as I should.
I bring it to school. I'm in college currently. I take it to school almost every single day. And if I have downtime, if I go to the lunch room or whatever you want to call it, the cafeteria, I'll pull it out and play it for 30 minutes, an hour, 10 minutes, 5 minutes. It's just, it's perfect for that. Whatever I've been playing, I just recently restarted the Zelda, oh my gosh, I haven't played Breath of the Wild. Yeah. Cause I lost where I was, but I wasn't that far in, so I decided to restart it. And I'm actually glad I did, because I was able to figure out a way to get a coat or something, so you wouldn't get so you wouldn't die as much in the cold and stuff. So
an article of clothing to keep you warm, exactly. like a jacket, or a coat.
Yeah, it seems simple, right? But
I mean, that's interesting.
The way you had to get it, I didn't know that. One of my friends told me about.
That's cool. What's some of your favorite features?
Features?
Of the Switch? Yeah, like things that the Switch can do that you like.
Okay.
Like for me, mm-hmm. my favorite feature that I didn't know I wanted, but that I love, like on PC, it's kind of an annoying to take a screenshot during an awesome moment of a game.
Oh man, it's so easy.
But on Switch, there's just a little button.
There's just
man.
A button.
For a while I just accidentally clicked
me too.
Over
all
and over.
The time.
I mean, I still do, but now I'm just like, that's a cool moment. Click, and then I can just post it to wherever I want. I'm like, that is
I
so
cool. I did that
cool.
after I beat Celeste. Click.
Nice.
Because it's like a moment that you see after you beat it.
Yeah, I like that a lot, and I didn't think I'd like it. It was like showing me the tutorial. I was like, this is the screenshot button. I'm like, that is stupid. And now I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so one of my favorite features, I don't even know if you can really call it a feature. It's so basic. But it's such a solid feeling. It feels like a brick. I mean, it's not going to break.
How it feels?
It feels it's such a solid. If anybody out there had a Wii U, did you have a Wii U?
I didn't.
Have you ever felt one?
I have, yeah.
They feel like, you can tell me if you disagree or not with this, they feel like baby's first tablet.
Okay, yeah.
They feel like
I see that.
A tablet that was made by, like a baby company, like Goober, like, oh, not Goober, Gerber, tablet or something. Okay. I know there's a toy company out there that I'm blanking on, but they felt like so, the plastic felt so cheap, and I hate it. There's so many games that I regret not finishing or playing at all, because I hated the Wii U so freaking much. I hated it. Anytime I ever had to turn that piece of garbage on, I just hated it so much.
Yeah, it definitely didn't catch my eye. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was cool you could, like, play on the screen and also it'd be connected to your TV. But after experiencing one, I was like, this is stupid.
The fact that big thing was your controller? What were they thinking?
Yeah, that hurt my hand.
Just give me a regular freaking controller.
Exactly. I thought the Joy-Cons were going to be stupid, but
no,
I actually enjoy using them.
And it comes with a way to play them as basically a regular controller.
That's
with
true.
That little dongle thing.
Yeah, I enjoy all the accessories they have. There's something for everybody. Like, I wanted to customize my Switch, you know, do some cool stuff. You know, they have, like, the transparency.
Yeah,
that is one thing
that they don't really have them. They don't have that much customization that yet.
But I just got some really cool silicone covers for it. You know, just they slip on the Joy-Cons and they just are just colored silicone controllers. They add a little bit more grip to it. And
nice.
They look really cool. And it's just little simple things like that that make it easy to use but also comfortable, and you know, you can express yourself a little bit more, and they still slide on the Switch super easy.
Nice. But I mean, it's not perfect. It's far from perfect.
It's not. I definitely feel there could be more internal storage, and the screen itself could be a higher resolution.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't bother me that much, but you're right. It could definitely be a better screen, but it's they do so much with it. I can't hardly complain.
That's true.
But
they
the
do.
Fact that the storage on the other hand is atrocious. Like, come on, what are you doing? What are you doing? If you want to, you pretty much have to buy an external hard drive or a SD card or whatever they call it. It's not an SD card. It's a specialized kind of thing.
It is, yeah. But yeah, I bought one and it is real annoying. You know, I love it. You know, I'm grateful that they gave us that option and we didn't have to go buy, you know, like a 128 gig switch that was like $300 more or something. That's just
that
me throwing out a price.
That would be disgusting.
But you know, who knows? Maybe in their next console, they'll just, you know,
I'm sure that they'll reiterate and give it more stuff because it's going to be a while before this thing goes away. Years
that
and years,
is 100%
probably five
true.
Or 6 years at the minimum.
It's interesting to think about how this is going to be like some people's version of a DS
really,
kind
really.
Of
thing. It's going to be some person's like, first handheld, quote unquote.
Yeah. It's definitely really cool for it to be a hybrid. I like that a lot about it.
Yeah, and
so
another thing that I don't really like that is kind of a small gripe is there's not really any customization options outside of getting more Joy-Cons or something.
Yeah, I agree with that. There's I don't know, I guess customization you can do on your end if you know what you're
if
doing.
If you really know what you're doing, you can buy.
And I was gonna do that, but then
Joy-Cons and stuff.
Yeah, and then I watched some YouTube videos on it and stuff, and I was like, nope, I would definitely break that ribbon cable.
Yeah.
And
at the end of the day, you're still just changing your Joy-Cons.
Yep, exactly. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. You know, you can make them transparent and whatnot, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't enhance my gaming experience. It just makes me, you know, get some gamer cred when someone sees it out in the wild or something.
It is
you know?
A small complaint, like I said.
Yeah.
I'd also like to have, like, on the DS and pretty much every gaming console or handheld or obviously on PC you can do freaking everything at least besides play Nintendo games there's like no themes or anything like that for the UI to be customized.
Yeah, I was thinking of that the other day. I like spent like a good 10 minutes searching the eShop for a
theme.
There's
nothing
and I was like, well, why isn't there a theme? Like I'm like, the 3DS has themes. If you could do it on there, you can certainly
do it.
Well,
they could definitely
do it.
They just haven't. I guess they're just not worried. The only thing you can really do, your screen can be either black or white, and then you can change your icon to different Nintendo characters. I've got the cat from Animal Crossing as mine.
Oh, okay. I think I made myself like a little me or whatever they're called.
Yeah, I never really could get into the Mii's that much.
A little avatar dude. I think I just did that.
Another, like, this, I guess this is the critical, section. Another thing, the only entertainment, quote-unquote, that you can get besides video games, this is another stupid thing to complain about, but it's on every other, it's on 3DS, PS Vita, it was probably on the PSP, PS3, the only streaming thing is Hulu.
Really? Hulu? I don't know why. I just assumed Netflix was on there.
Nope. It's just Hulu. I mean, it could have changed, but I think I would have heard as much gaming stuff outlets as I follow. I'm sure I would have heard Netflix or YouTube or something coming to the Switch.
Huh.
I do use Hulu, but come on. Hulu's the only thing you could get? No, I know that's not true. Get it together. I need to watch my Netflix on my Switch. I know I've got my phone in my pocket, but Switch!
Via Verve, or VRV, however you want
to
say
Verve
it.
Verve needs to come to Switch, holy crap.
There's been so many people that have tweeted them in Nintendo, and they're like, yeah, we have something. Like, it's easy for us to do, we're just waiting for Nintendo to say yes. And I'm like, you know, I bet there's a lot of people like that.
Yeah,
you know,
They
are just waiting,
they just need to turn
that
it
have
on
stuff
Switch,
developed.
Basically.
Yeah, and Nintendo's like, no.
No, not today.
We're not ready. And it's like,
I guess I just want to...
You can have money.
Exactly.
And Nintendo's like, no, we're good.
I don't... it baffles me. Did you see that... okay, so... I may be... misquoting this article. Hold on. There was a... Okay, so you know how if your Nintendo Switch breaks or something, you can send it in to Nintendo and they'll send you a new Switch. But there's no cloud or anything. So you lose all your games.
They don't transfer it for you. I figured they're that nice.
There's no way for them to do it.
I remember watching a video the other day on how you can't transfer stuff.
You can't.
So what do people do when they get like a new Switch or I don't know. I guess I'm just realizing the factor of there's no way for me to move my internal memory to my SD card.
There's no way to back up anything anywhere.
That's terrible.
Okay, I don't know. People don't understand. Nintendo is a billion. Billion is in Bitcoin. $1 billion company.
Yeah.
And I was one of the articles I wrote on Amino. There was this guy talking about how Nintendo's not like Microsoft and Sony, and I understand that, but they are a $1 billion company, and if they want to make hardware, do it right, make a hardware decision for 2018. Hell, make a hardware decision for 2014. This is an article. I'm reading it. This is on Forbes. I'm sure it's on every gaming outlet. Hacker fixed this. He says, as much as I love the Switch, Nintendo's portable console is still flawed. As we all know, it lacks the ability for users to back up their game data to an SD card. He was able to fix this one man in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know, it's stuff like that.
What are you doing, Nintendo?
I don't know, man. I don't know either. Like, now that this is actually sunk in, because I remember, I heard about it in a video.
Right.
And then I just kind of, brushed it, under the table kind of a thing and didn't think anything about it. But now that I'm, sitting in and I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, wait a minute. Like, my phone can back up game data. Yep. My computer backs up game data.
Windows XP 1994 computer can back up game data.
I'm like, my Nintendo Switch backs, or my 3DS backs up game data.
A Chromecast can probably do it. It's baffling.
How is that not a thing? I'm sure there's tons of terrible, angry nerds and gamers and everybody.
You still can't change your name on PS4. That's ridiculous, too.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Especially since I spelled my name wrong.
You did? That's funny.
I did. The E and the U are switched accidentally.
Not even you can spell it.
No, that's the only place I misspelled it on.
What is it? I don't even understand how that says a sway lock.
That's just how I pronounce it. I mean,
because it's not a real word.
It's not a real word. It's just a word spelled backwards.
Yeah.
But no, the Finland people can pronounce it correctly.
Finland people can pronounce fake words correctly all day. Their entire vocabulary is filled with fake words.
Some of the Overwatch people talk to and stuff, they stream and they're like, Aswaylock, yeah, hey buddy. I'm like, hey, thank you. You say my name correctly. Or how I want people to say it, I guess. Right. But I mean, some people just say Alu because that's easier,
Alu. Alu Snock or something. I used to say Alu Snock or something.
Some people I used to play MMOs would say Alu just because it's quicker than saying Aswaylock.
Yeah.
And also it makes more sense. But I guess. And I see you're playing Breath of the Wild.
Me? What?
Yeah.
Like right now?
I mean, that's
that's the last game I
my
play.
Switch is telling me.
That's the last game I play. I'm not playing it right now, as we speak, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Because it gave me a little notification Juggernaut's online.
Yeah.
Playing, and I'm like, oh, isn't that the pot calling the kettle black?
No, man, I got a little bit of control. I don't want to keep harping on the Switch, though. I thought we could maybe end it with talking about maybe our favorite games so far.
Okay.
You want to start since you're the man of the hour, I guess?
Sure. My favorite Nintendo Switch game is definitely going to have to be Splatoon.
Really? Interesting.
Splatoon 2. As much as I love Mario and as much as I love all the beautiful, complex, amazing mechanics they put into that game. Everything from riding the little sand demon gargoyle looking dude in the desert world.
The first time I did that, I was like, oh, what's happening?
Exactly. It was, you know, even to like the little quirky wrist flicks you can do with the Joy-Cons and whatnot.
I hated those, actually.
And the outfits, those are really cool. Outfits. I definitely like all the different worlds. It's really cool to just see all the stuff they do and are doing and do with the game, and it's
I love that insane. Game. I really do.
But Splatoon 2, the reason it's my favorite is because I feel that it embodies perfectly what the Switch is supposed to be. It's about having fun and being creative, because I haven't figured out how people do this yet, but on Splatoon 2, you can have like those little billboards above your head where you can draw stuff.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And I don't know how to do it in the game either. Yet, but it was amazing.
It was on the Wii U. Okay. But I don't think Splatoon 2 came to the Wii U.
I don't think it did either.
Here, you can keep talking. I'll check.
Okay, sure. But it's awesome to see how people express themselves through the little, like through their little squidbilly people, and it's just a fun game. It's colorful. It's fun. It's enjoyable. I can play it, you know, no matter what emotional state I'm in, kind of a thing. And it's just a lot of fun. I never leave the game. Okay.
I don't know how they do it.
I'm never leaving the game feeling, you know, mad or anything. I will say, you know, I do leave frustrated a little bit sometimes.
The only thing that I get frustrated
at
are like those kids, I guess they're kids, I don't know, who just sit there and do nothing the entire freaking game. But if I was playing Overwatch, I'd probably put my fist in my monitor, so.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. You know, because I enjoy FPSs and, you know, stuff.
It's just goofy.
And it is. That's what I like about it. It's just goofy and fun, and it's just, I don't have to worry about, you know, scores or leaderboards or, you know, competitiveness. It's just good old bag 'em, tag 'em, throwing paints at each other.
Right. So, I could get down with that. What games have you played? What's your list so far? I think you mentioned it earlier, but
on my Switch, Super Mario Odyssey, Splatoon 2, and Pokemon. Okay, Pokken Fighting.
Right, okay, that's a pretty good list to start out with.
Yeah, and that's you know, I haven't really dove too deep in the eStore. I haven't even bought anything in the eStore. I've worked around, you know, looking at it and stuff. But right now, I have so many awesome games to play on PC and Switch that I just don't really have the need to buy anymore.
Man, games are good.
You know, games are good. That's true.
Okay, so I'll start out by telling you the games that I have played on here that I've purchased. So I mean, of course, I had to. I had Breath of the Wild, Cave Story, Splatoon 2, Celeste, Sonic Mania, Stardew Valley. Did I say Mario Odyssey?
You haven't yet.
Okay, Mario Odyssey and Golf Story. And all those reasons that you talked about Splatoon, a lot of the reasons about goofiness and everything, that's the reason that I put Mario as number two.
As number two?
And it's crazy as it is, and no, before people will try to guess, Zelda's not number one. I still haven't put enough time into that for me to say it's number one or number two or anything. I love Mario. It's a beautiful game, first of all. It's the one reason that I always say that I think I prefer at the end of the day Mario over Zelda. Mario's just, it's just fun. It is just a fun game. Like, sure, but I mean, it's just, there's no stake. Sure, Princess Peach is gonna get kidnapped or whatever, but like, nothing bad's gonna happen.
That's true. This when I first loaded up Super Mario Odyssey, I instantly got all the feelings and like just joy that I had from playing Super Mario Sunshine, which is my favorite. Well, I guess second favorite Mario game to Odyssey now.
Okay, and my favorite is 64.
Okay, I like that, but it's just interesting to see that it's like all the amazing things that people loved from the previous Mario games.
Right.
Jammed into one game, and then they're like, oh wait, there's more, we're gonna make it even more awesome.
Man, I wish I hadn't sold my copy. I tried to sell my copy on eBay, and the guy paid me, and then he claimed that he never got the game.
Your copy of 64?
Yeah, no, my copy of Odyssey. Oh. And I never got I had to pay him back the money, and that I never got the game back. So don't sell on eBay.
Yeah, that's very true. I'll tell you a story after the
show. Yeah, so my number one, and this is actually my game of the year so far, is Celeste.
Oh, I've heard beautiful things about that game. I need to play
this game is a contender for the hardest game I've ever played. It's definitely the hardest game I've ever beaten, because I've never been able to pull myself to beat Dark Souls. I've never even beaten Bloodborne. I'm close, but I've never actually beaten that. But this game, it feels almost like a game like Nintendo made it. Obviously, the difficulty isn't as, at least not anymore, as hard as a Nintendo game. I don't think Mario ever got to the level of Super Meat Boy or anything. But as hard as this game is, it's just so beautiful. The graphics are gorgeous. It's kind of pseudo pixelated graphics.
Yeah, I'm looking at it in the eStore right now, and it's just the starting graphic or the title screen, whatever you would call it, just speaks
volumes yeah, exactly.
about how much this game is going to teach you about video games, how much it's going to teach you about yourself.
It really does. Like, there's this one strawberry, one of the goals of the game. It's kind of a pickup that you can get. It's just a collectible, all these strawberries. And there was one strawberry that was so freaking hard. But I was like, I'm going to get this. I'm going to get this damn strawberry. And I swear I spent 3 hours on that one level just trying to get the strawberry. But I've got it. And I screamed. Yeah, you know, I don't want to scream, blow out the mics or anything. But I was, man, it's like elation. It was like beating a boss in Bloodborne or something like that.
Nice. Yeah, I listen to a lot of podcasts, as you know. But listeners, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I enjoy podcasts. They're awesome. But one of the podcasts I was listening to, the whole episode was about Celeste.
Are you talking about Playing for Fun?
Correct, yeah, yes.
It's a good podcast. And definitely recommend.
It is. But yeah, the whole episode was about Celeste, and it was heartwarming and beautiful to just hear people just share both different points of view about what they learned from playing this game. And it's a game. And, if you compare it to, like, other graphics and stuff, like, yeah, some people would say these graphics are ugly.
Idiots.
Or they didn't spend any.
Idiots say these graphics are
exactly.
ugly.
Exactly. And, I look at this and I see doing something like that is a lot harder and takes a lot more time than developing, say, I don't know, like, what's a good example? Like, just a more.
Some pro shooter.
Exactly.
Call of Duty.
Like a.
Insult. I mean, I used to like Call of Duty before it kind of became repetitive. But it's different. It's something different. And as time goes on, there are more and more kind of pixelated, quote-unquote, games. But pixel art, it's hard. It's hard to do. I wouldn't even know where to begin. It's expensive,
I look at it
too.
And I'm like, that's true. I look at it and I go, man, that's you did a real good job. I think the thing that really won me over on pixelated art was Final Fantasy Tactics.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. This is definitely on my wish list.
You should definitely pick it up.
I'll probably buy it in the next couple
and
months.
And maybe my game of the year. I'm trying to write an article about it. But
I
started it. I'm like halfway through. I procrastinate.
I definitely would. I've heard so many good things about this game that anything else that Matt Makes Games, Inc. makes, I will definitely check it out. Just because.
I don't know if this is their first game, or I'm thinking it might not be. I'm not sure.
But they definitely did a lot of good things with this game, and I'm definitely excited to play it. And I didn't like Super Meat Boy.
I liked it okay. I liked it. I'll probably like it more if I went back. I still have it on my PS4. I want to pick up Binding of Isaac on my Switch.
Wow, Matt Makes Games did a lot of cool stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm on their website right now. Wow, they did. All these games look so cool.
I'll have to check them out after the podcast. I'm going to finish talking about Celeste real quick. Like I said, the game, it plays like butter. I mean, 99% of the game, if you die, you feel like it's your fault. There's none of this. I don't know if anybody's ever heard. This is a game called I Want to Be the Guy that's like intentionally
Oh, I played that game.
You know, you're supposed to get frustrated and mad and throw the game against the wall. Oh my gosh, I found a Splatoon Wii U skin that looks amazing. I don't have a Wii U anymore though.
Nice.
But game feels amazing. The music is incredible too. Music is absolutely stunning. It's just little tunes that, man, I wish we knew somebody that could help us make that thing like that. But we'll figure out a opening theme song or whatever. But
yeah, we will.
It's just, man, I can't say enough to say about this game. It's got a, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but it's got a nice, pretty, beautiful message. About being so yeah, I don't know if you agree, Jordan, it seems like you will. But in my opinion, Switch is amazing. It's astounding. It's a great console.
Who cannot agree with that? Right? I mean, I guess people that don't have a Switch.
You know who? Haters.
That's right.
Up there drinking their Haterade.
Mm-hmm.
Stop nasty. Drinking Haterade.
Nasty. It ain't good for you. It's not. Mm. It's bad
for you. It's all sugar. If you're not working out, why are you drinking Haterade? I mean, it's just going to go to your thighs.
That's true.
Put the Haterade down and pick the Switch up. That's what I'm saying.
I like that. Just everyone go have a nice cold glass of Kool-Aid instead of Gatorade.
Yeah, drink the Kool-Aid, exactly.
Drink the Kool-Aid, the Nintendo Kool-Aid, everybody.
Great console, great games we didn't even mention. Xenoblade Chronicles 2, Shovel Knight.
That's true.
I've even heard ARMS is good.
I know. I saw that, and that was when I saw the commercial for that, and I was like, I want that game. That looks fun.
I could play. I don't want to buy it, but I would play it probably. Cave Story is a great one. It's a re-release from like 2004.
Yeah, it's a wonderful game. It's funny how games like that still just hold up.
Yeah, it really does. It's a good game. Good game.
It's true.
Plenty more. I don't even want to go. Mario Plus. I forgot to mention Mario Plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle. That's a mouthful, but it's a good game. It's kind of like XCOM Lite, I guess. Not insulting you when I say that, but...
Okay.
It's easier. XCOM, there are some hard levels towards the end, but yeah. Great game. I don't even want to go through and mention all of them.
That's true.
Switch has a metric ton of games, you know.
That's definitely one of those things that I was just like... I don't ever think I'm going to be... I'm never going to be bored. Because there's always something for me to play, you know? It's like, you finished Mario, go play Zelda. You finished Zelda, go play Sonic Mania.
Sonic Mania is a great, great game, yeah. It's probably my second favorite Sonic game.
Okay. I'll have to try that out, because I'm trying to get back into playing Sonic games, and I really enjoy them, and I like Sonic as a character and whatnot. But
yeah, I even want to try that new... I know Sonic... crud, what's the one that released last year? Whatever, the one that released last year. I know it doesn't have great game reviews, but I kind of do... kind of want to try it. I mean, I'm not going to because I don't have $60 to waste on a game that's probably a 7.
Okay.
But it looks interesting, you know.
Yeah, it does. There's definitely a lot of games out there for everybody. You know, I wish I just had more time to sit down and just play all the ones I want to try. But
That would be great.
It would. Maybe one day.
Yeah, we just wanted to kind of end by thanking everybody who downloaded and listened last podcast.
Yeah, we honestly didn't think we'd have, you know.
We thought we'd have like people. 2 people. I know whatever it is, 50 or 60, 70 people who listen to it. I know that's not a lot, but it's a lot to us, you know?
Yeah, you know, we thought it would just be like, we got 2 downloads, and it's both of us downloading it to make sure it does correctly.
Exactly. That's pretty much what we expected. And I'm having fun. I'm having a lot of fun doing this so far. This is only the second episode. I'm having a lot of fun.
Yeah, me too. It's definitely... I enjoy it. I find myself thinking of different things, you know, we could do and stuff, or up late at night doing random graphical work or editing stuff. I'm putting in, you know, not that I want praise or anything. It's just... I enjoy doing the little things and the big things for this podcast. It's,
making logos,
thinking
of topics.
Yep, you know, we're definitely learning taking pros and cons from podcasts we listen to. Like, they do this.
Exactly.
You know, we could do our own thing kind of for that, or this podcast does that, but I don't like when they do that kind of thing.
Yeah, make our own style, you know.
And so, yeah. We're still trying to come up with, you know, like a our format kind of a thing, and who knows? Our format might be not to have a format.
Yeah, who knows?
But you guys can always talk to us on Twitter, you know, at One Up Me Podcast on Twitter. You can definitely tweet us anytime or use the hashtag One Up Me Podcast, and we'll interact with you on there. We're always happy to answer any questions or
I'm on
talk
Twitter
about any topics.
Every day. You can follow me at Ryan Divisions.
And you can follow me at Swaylock on Twitter. We're both pretty active on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm at least on there every day. I may not tweet every day, but I'm on there every day.
I'm on there more than I care to admit.
We also have a YouTube that we're going to be uploading the podcast to, just as another place to put it, basically. Where was it again, Jordan?
It's so you can listen to our podcast on your favorite podcasting apps, whether that be Pocket Cast or any of the other ones.
Most of them. We're not on, like, Spotify, because Spotify is... You have to be verified or something to be on Spotify.
That's true. We're not that big yet, but we are on iTunes.
Yes. SoundCloud.
Correct. And now we're on YouTube. And that's all the places, really. You know, wherever you enjoy listening to...
Where else would you want
to
listen to a podcast? Spotify? The millions of people use Spotify? Yes. But, I mean, just download another app. I mean, come on. What are you doing with your life?
I mean, yeah, if you really like podcasts, you paid for a podcast app, and that's where you listen to it.
I mean, I didn't buy a podcast app until I got my Android, because I used to use iTunes, which isn't that bad, but...
It's not, you know?
I'm not knocking any podcast app, because that'll have us.
That's true. Everybody has their own individual way of they enjoy listening to podcasts. That's why we put it on SoundCloud, that's why we put it on iTunes, and we also put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
So you can listen to it wherever you are and wherever you want to.
Exactly.
Kind of thing. So.
I think that's going to do it, Jordan. What do you think?
That's it. We just want to thank you guys so much, guys and gals. And
Thank you.
Aliens, robots, everybody.
Dogs, cats.
Yep. Everyone in general, thank you so much for listening. Tell your friends about us. And, you know, feel free to leave us, you know, criticism and ratings.
Good or
on
bad.
iTunes.
Everything helps.
Yeah, literally everything. We want to know how to improve this and what you guys want. You know, I wouldn't necessarily, you know, I'm not assuming we have fans, but, you know, who knows? You know, just we want to put out the best.
All the bots that are listening.
Yep, you know, we want to put out the best quality we can, you know, and that's what we're trying to do. So just remember to play games.
And play on. So, yeah, I don't know if you agree, Jordan. It seems like you will, but in my opinion, Switch is amazing. It's astounding. It's a great console.
Who cannot agree with that? Right? I mean, I guess people that don't have a Switch.
You know who? Haters.
That's right.
Up there drinking their Haterade.
Mm-hmm.
Stop nasty, drinking Haterade.
Nasty
it ain't good for
aid.
You.
It's not. It's bad.
It's
for
all
you.
Sugar. If you're not working out, why are you drinking Haterade? I mean, it's just going to go to your thighs.
That's true.
Put the Haterade down and pick the Switch up. That's what I'm saying.
I like that. Just everyone go have a nice cold glass of Kool-Aid instead of Gatorade.
Yeah, drink the Kool-Aid, exactly.
Drink the Kool-Aid, the Nintendo Kool-Aid, everybody.
Great console, great games, games we didn't even mention. Xenoblade Chronicles 2, Shovel Knight.
That's true.
I've even heard ARMS is good.
I know, I saw that, and that was when I saw the commercial for that, and I was like, I want that game. That looks fun.
I could play. I don't want to buy it, but I would play it probably. Cave Story is a great one. It's a re-release from, like 2004.
Yeah, it's a wonderful game. It's funny how games like that still just hold up.
Yeah, it really does. It's a good game. Good game.
It's
and
true.
Plenty more. I don't even want to go. I forgot to mention Mario Plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle. That's a mouthful, but it's a good game. It's kind of like XCOM Lite, I guess. Not insulting you when I say that, but...
Okay.
It's easier XCOM. There are some hard levels towards the end, but yeah. Great game. I don't even want to go through and mention all of them.
That's true.
Switch has a metric ton of games, you know.
That's definitely one of those things that I was just like... I don't ever think I'm going to be, I'm never going to be bored. Because exactly. There's always something for me to play, you know? It's like, oh, you finished Mario? Go play Zelda. You finished Zelda? Go play Sonic Mania.
Sonic Mania is a great, great game, yeah. It's one of my, probably my second favorite Sonic game.
Okay. I'll have to try that out, because I'm trying to get back into playing Sonic games, and I really enjoy them, and I like Sonic as a character and whatnot, but...
Yeah, I even want to try that new... I know Sonic, crud, was the one that released last year. Whatever, the one that released last year. I know it doesn't have great game reviews, but I kind of do... kind of want to try it. I mean, I'm not going to because I don't have $60 to waste on a game that's probably a 7.
Okay.
But it looks interesting, you know.
Yeah, it does. There's definitely a lot of games out there for everybody. You know, I wish I just had more time to sit down and just play all the ones I want to try. But
that would be great.
It would. Maybe one day.
Yeah, we just wanted to kind of end by thanking everybody who downloaded and listened. Last podcast.
Yeah, we honestly didn't think we'd have, you know.
We thought we'd have like people. 2 people. I know whatever it is, 50 or 60, 70 people who listen to it. I know that's not a lot, but it's a lot to us, you know?
Yeah, you know, we thought it would just be like, hey, we got 2 downloads, and it's both of us downloading it to make sure it does correctly.
Exactly. That's pretty much what we expected. And I'm having fun. I'm having a lot of fun doing this so far. This is only the second episode. I'm having a lot of fun.
Yeah, me too. It's definitely... I enjoy it. I find myself thinking of different things, you know, we could do and stuff, or up late at night doing random graphical work or editing stuff. I'm putting in, you know, not that I want praise or anything. It's just... I enjoy doing the little things and the big things for this podcast. It's,
making logos, topics.
Yep, you know, we're definitely learning, taking pros and cons from podcasts we listen to. Like, they do this.
Exactly.
You know, we could do our own thing kind of that, or this podcast does that, but I don't like when they do that kind of thing.
Yeah, make our own style, you know.
So, yeah. We're still trying to come up with, you know, like a... our format kind of a thing, and who knows, our format might be not to have a format.
Yeah, who knows.
But you guys can always talk to us on Twitter, you know, at @OneUpMePodcast on Twitter. You can definitely tweet us anytime or use the hashtag #OneUpMePodcast and we'll interact with you on there. We're always happy to answer any questions or
I'm on
talk
Twitter
about any topics.
Every day. You can follow me at Ryan Divisions.
And you can follow me at Swaylock on Twitter. We're both pretty active on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm at least on there every day. I may not tweet every day, but I'm on there every day.
I'm on there more than I care to admit.
We also have a YouTube that we're going to be uploading the podcast to, just as another place to put it, basically. Where was it again, Jordan?
It's so you can listen to our podcast on your favorite podcasting apps, whether that be Pocket Cast or any of the other ones.
Most of them. We're not on like Spotify, because Spotify is be like verified or something to be on Spotify.
That's true. We're not that big yet, but we are on iTunes.
Yes. SoundCloud.
Correct. And now we're on YouTube. And that's all the places, really. You know, wherever you enjoy listening
to. Where else would you want to listen to a podcast? Spotify? The millions of people use Spotify? Yes. But, I mean, just download another app. I mean, come on. What are you doing with your life?
I mean, yeah, if you really like podcasts, you paid for a podcast app, and that's where you listen to it. Like,
I mean, I didn't buy a podcast app until I got my Android, because I used to use iTunes, which isn't that bad. But
It's not, you know.
I'm not knocking any podcast app, because that'll have us.
That's true. Everybody has their own individual way of they enjoy listening to podcasts. That's why we put it on SoundCloud. That's why we put it on iTunes. And we also put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
So you can listen to it wherever you are and wherever you want to.
Exactly.
Kind of thing. So.
I think that's going to do it, Jordan. What do you think?
That's it. We just want to thank you guys so much, and gals. And
Thank you.
Aliens, robots, everybody.
Dogs, cats.
Yep. Everyone in general, thank you so much for listening. Tell your friends about us, and you know, feel free to leave us, you know, criticism and ratings,
good or bad,
iTunes.
Everything helps.
Literally everything. We want to know how to improve this and what you guys want. You know, I wouldn't necessarily, you know, I'm not assuming we have fans, but you know, who knows? You know, just we want to put out the best.
All the bots that are listening.
Yep, you know, we want to put out the best quality we can. You know, And that's what we're trying to do. So just remember to play games.
And play on.